So the setting is this. We were out at the lake this weekend, but of course wanting to watch the Rider game, so we got jerseys on. We're there with a group of our friends. We have the TV outside ready to go to watch the game. And then the delay happens. So rather than listen to the announcers on TV, we basically put it on mute and we bring up the pregame show from the Green Zone. And if he's not hoarse from all that talking, I've got Jamie Nye joining me in studio. You guys did a good job, Jamie. Really good job of filling that time.
That was 7 hours from 2 until 9 o'clock.
I was going to say, you were on the air a long time.
So it was a bit of a haul.
Yeah.
Like the fans were.
Yeah.
Waiting for anything. Now, we're texting CFL. We're texting the Riders. We're like, what is going on? And it was, we're waiting, and that was their response.
Yeah, it seems to me like they, again, an outsider of this, but they should have something that says within, let's say, 2 hours of kickoff. Maybe you even have a different policy if it's a 7 o'clock night game or a 2 o'clock in the afternoon game. I don't know, but to leave fans sitting there till 11 o'clock at night, knowing the type of fans we have, and by that I mean we've got all ages, mm-hmm. and we've got people from everywhere in the province and even further. It seems ridiculous to me that it took 4 hours.
Yeah, I think two things happened. The wind died in Saskatchewan, which
never happens.
Yeah, how often does that happen? Because they're watching the system. The smoke was coming, kind of coming in the northwest, and Moose Jaw at about 6:30, just cleared. It went from like a 10 to a 3 in 45 minutes.
Right.
But somebody texted in the Green Zone pregame show, saying they were driving in from the west. They drove through Moose Jaw, and they were like, I don't know. You can see the wall of smoke that's just sitting, like driving on the highway.
Right.
It was
right
visible.
There.
You
yeah.
could just see it just
hanging.
Stuck
yeah.
and no wind. And from that point, which was at about 7:30 onwards, the CFL and the meteorologists they were in conversation with had their fingers crossed that a wind gust would come through and wipe the smoke out like it did for Moose Jaw. That never happened. Then the other thing is a lack of a policy.
Right.
Everybody's setting a 3-hour policy. That's only a delay during a game.
Right.
They'll go 3 hours. There's no policy about when the ball's never kicked in the air.
Yeah.
So that is something Stuart Johnston told me has to be settled ASAP.
How impactful was the broadcaster, the TV broadcasting rights in all of this decision making?
TSN is a major player in all of this. Of course they are. Their president is now the commissioner of the Canadian Football. Their former president is now the commissioner of the Canadian Football League. Like, that is how much everything is interconnected mm-hmm. through TSN. So they're in conversation with TSN. They have Wimbledon finals and other things going on a Saturday. So it was a conversation with them on when, especially for the rescheduling.
Right.
If they would have kicked off on Friday night, it would have been no deal. But they're talking to TSN. When can we kick off?
Right.
If we do.
If we have to. Yeah, move
if
it
we
to
have
another
to.
Day.
Like, what does it work for you? How do we do this? And then they made it a doubleheader with the other Saturday game. So it was a 2 o'clock kickoff they settled on, but it's a major factor.
Yeah.
But the one thing is, it's ridiculous that they don't. I think the policy has to be a drop time. Like,
sure.
going forward.
Drop dead time.
Yeah.
Right.
No game will start
later
after
than,
10 local.
Right.
And
yeah.
then everybody knows,
yeah.
okay, they have to warm up by 9:30. Yeah. And if they don't, we're done.
Well, I can tell you the text from my buddies that were at the game went from frustrated at around 9:30 to quite jubilant by 11. They're drinking beer.
They
drank it dry.
You know,
that's
drink
right.
a small town dry. They drank Mosaic dry. Literally, the notification from the Riders the next day was pretty well draft beer only.
Yeah. Bring your own drinks to the game,
yeah,
right?
Not alcoholic.
No, not alcohol. Yeah,
but yeah, you ate it. And clean yeah. and drank it clean, too, apparently.
Jamie Nye is my guest, host of the Green Zone. Okay, move from the delay to the game itself. We've only got 2 minutes, but I don't think anyone saw Calgary coming out. I mean, we knew they had a strong defense, but we also were proud that we've got a strong offense. We've been able to put points on the board, but we weren't a match for them.
No, that was unexpected, especially what
Calgary using the word gash. Well, they were gashed
all over the place. It was like 400 and some yards. And I know Trevor Harris,
400 yards.
I know Trevor Harris threw for 400, but I like Trevor Harris saying yards after, I think it was like blowout or something like that.
Yeah.
He
had an acronym.
He was like, yeah, sure, whatever. I threw for 400 yards, but that a lot of those yards came when we were already out of the game. So, but early on, it was an indicator early. Like, outside of those two turnovers, Calgary had the game plan ready to go. And the Riders off a bye week. And Calgary was, like, scrambling. They had players in hotel rooms. They had a lot of players at the dorms. Yeah. I'm sure Derek Moncrief, who lives in Regina, had guys sleeping on his basement floor.
Yeah.
Like, they went through that, had a quick wake-up call to get everything going. And they're the team that comes out with energy, not the guys who slept in their own beds on Friday night. That, and with all the fans who came back, I thought they would have juiced up the players, but no.
We've only got 30 seconds, but was this a well-timed loss? No one, I don't think, even the most diehard Rider fans, expected a perfect season of all wins. So is this the time to lose?
No. Not against the Stamps. Not for first place. No.
Yeah, but gosh, it's early, Jamie.
No. Never against Calgary do you want to lose to the Stampeders.
Okay. Jamie Nye's back at 2. Thanks, Jamie.
No problem.
Always enjoy having Jamie and I host of the Green Zone on. We're going to open up the phone lines just after 9:30. Were you at the game? And let me know, were you frustrated? Were you supportive of the amount of time they took? Maybe you're one of these people. And I saw a few texts earlier that said, you know what? I made the effort to drive here. I like the fact that they tried as much as they could to get the game to go that night. Other people absolutely frustrated with the process. Phone lines are open for you. 1-877-332-8255. You're listening to 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.